أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفلم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات لأولي النهى. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the one who ignored the reminder that Allah azza wa jal had sent to him. In the form of the Quran, he ignores it, he turns away from it, and he does not pay much attention towards it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will live a constrained life, a life bereft of peace and contentment. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him blind. In the next ayah, ayah number 128 of Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the people of Makkah and the fact that they refuse to embrace the Quran and the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah sent them a reminder in the form of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a guide in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects people to be guided towards Allah and to take heed and to take lesson. Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Did it not guide them as to how many we have destroyed before them? How many generations? How many people? How many communities? Is that not enough for them to take heed? If they will not accept the Quran as a reminder, if they will not take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide, then let them look at the previous nation and the previous generation, powerful, powerful nations who lived and existed on earth and who disobeyed Allah and who behaved the way that they behaved, and there were consequences that they had faced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of one of the means that Allah has placed in this world for us to reflect and for us to take heed, is to consider previous people and previous nations who were destroyed by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Those people were living normal life. يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ literally means they were walking in their dwelling, meaning that they were just going on living their life, and unexpectedly certain calamity befell them, certain plague broke out amongst them and wiped out communities and wiped out people, and certain disasters had struck them, certain natural disasters had occurred, and they were just living normal life. And unexpectedly, things happened, and now their lives were turned completely upside down in living in a different direction. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah says, listen, indeed in this, in what people of the past have experienced, when some occurrence takes place in this world, don't take it lightly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in all of this, there are clear signs for people of understanding. People will apply their mind, apply their brains, people of intellect will look at this and compare it to people of previous nations and previous communities, and they will ponder over it and they will realize and reflect that indeed this is a means for me to take heed and to reflect over my own life and see how it can serve as a guidance for me. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. The people of Mecca, they really wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had passed many derogatory terms towards him, and they had chosen some of the worst titles for him. They called him a madman, وَلْعِيَاكُ اللَّهِ. Allah forbid, they called him an insane person. They referred to him as a sorcerer. They had given him the worst of names and titles. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَكَانَ لِزَامًا وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. But Allah did not destroy them. Even though initially the difficulties and the challenges that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent, Allah tolerated that, though it was the most beloved of his creation. But Allah tolerated all their abuse towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, had it not been for a word from your Rabb that had passed previously, that had already passed, And had it not been for a time which Allah had appointed and fixed, the punishment would have been inevitable. Meaning Allah had already decided a term for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already fixed a period of time for them when their destruction will take place. Allah says, had it not been for that, had it not been for me fixing and appointing a time for their destruction, I could have destroyed them now already. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give people respite. We give them opportunity. Even though the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering and has to deal with this type of behavior and abuse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we still give people opportunity and respite to turn to Allah azza wa jal. If we could, at the very first instance, we could have destroyed them. We could have destroyed them. And this is a clear indication of the statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, that my rahmah and my mercy and my compassion and my love is far, far greater than my anger. Because think about it, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so often, and people and communities openly disobey Allah azza wa jal. Today in our functions and in our wedding, we see disobedience of Allah at that time, at that moment, when Allah gives a person a moment of happiness and there should be an expression of humility and gratitude and shukr, we find very so often that it becomes a moment of flagrant a disobedience of Allah. If Allah's anger was more than His rahmah and His mercy, He could have allowed punishment to strike at that moment. But the fact that Allah's rahmah and mercy is far greater than His ghadab, than His anger, Allah tolerates. Why? Because of that rahmah. And the same can be said about this situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, he's a target of abuse, hostility, everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those enemies of His respite so that they may turn to Allah and come back to Allah. This is because of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tasbir, persevere, endure. Tasbir ala ma yaqul, endure all that they are saying. Whatever abuse they are hurling at you, whatever they are saying about you, whatever titles they give you, tasbir, persevere. Make sabr, endure. عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ, endure what they are saying. وَسَبِّحْ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, you engage in the ibadah of Allah. You glorify Allah. Sing the praises of Allah, قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before the rising of the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept two moments for us during the day wherein we should be engaged in the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever form of ibadah. Allah says, and previously also we have spoken about, and Allah keeps on reminding us, there are two moments, قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before the rising of the sun, وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا, and before the setting of the sun. These are two special moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed for this ummah, wherein we should remember Allah azza wa jal. وَمِنْ أَنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and during certain hours of the night, فَسَبِّحْ, glorify ye Allah, وَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ, and the edges of the day. The edges of the day, again emphasizing the time after Fajr and the time after Asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and during the edges of the day, the two ends of the day, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, so that you may be pleased and you may be happy. So in that environment of hostility and abuse, this is what's going to bring peace to your mind. And this is what's going to bring contentment to you. Right? One is persevere. Along with that, engage in acts of spirituality. So even though outwardly it may seem as if you are suffering and you have become the target of abuse and hostility, but within you will be at ease, you will be content, and you will be comfortable. And from this we learn how to keep ourselves protected and safeguarded. Because any one of us can become a target of crime, any one of us could become a target of abuse, any one of us could become a target of hostility and oppression from others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us one of the ways is tasbir, endure. Endure the challenge. But along with that, to keep yourself content, to be happy and to please, so that within you are experiencing comfort and contentment and peace and ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, engage in acts of spirituality wherein you are remembering Allah, glorifying Allah, and praising Allah azza wa jal. May Allah grant us.